as God lives and is true to his word, God's everlasting mercy or God's everlasting wrath will eternally lie upon every one of you. And what an amazing difference is there betwixt these two. God's saving mercy is such a jewel that though the Lord gives it but to a few, yet he will never take it away from any he hath given it to. Believers, God may take anything from you but his mercy, and you may spare anything but his mercy. If God come to take away your children, give them. If he come to take away your estate, let him have it. If he come to take away your health and lives, yield them. Strive not with him. Bless a giving and bless a taking, God. If he crave thy right eye or right hand, and what is dearest to you, give, yield all to him. But say, let me only keep thy mercy. I cannot part with that. It is the only thing I cannot spare. Thy mercy I must have. Let but this mercy follow me, and it is no great matter where I go. If I be in the lowest hell, mercy will bring me out. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. This mercy is God's mercy, therefore sovereignly free, therefore almighty, therefore eternal. You sin, believers, when you fear his taking away his mercy. He gave it at first, that you might be eternally possessed of it. Mercy gave mercy, and mercy will keep mercy, and mercy will stay with you and keep you forever.